Today's daf is daf Hey in Maseches Kiddushin, Erev Yontif. Baruch Hashem, we hope to have a daf on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which for all of you out there in Chutz La'aretz is a new idea that after Yontif you'll be able to, Baruch Hashem, listen to the daf from the second day of Yontif. Don't chas v'shalom think that we're being mechal or anything here. The halacha is that one who lives in Eretz Yisrael only keeps one day of Yontif. But I hope to have a regular schedule in the mornings of Chol HaMoed. If there's some change, there's one day, the Sunday, I'm not sure if I'm going to be back that Sunday morning. So Sunday, I think, is the only day in question, Bez Hashem, but we'll try to work it out. Okay, so let's go to Dalet Amud Beis. Two dots, about 10 lines up on the bottom. So we are discussing the Makoros for Kiddusha Kesef, right, which is the Kiddushin in general, because that is the beginning of the Masechta, looking for the Makoros for each one. So we mentioned two Makoros for Kiddusha Kesef. Interesting, try to compare the two, V'yatzachinam and Ki'ikaf Ish, two different Makoros. We have the Makor for Shtar is coming up as a ship today. The Makor for Bia is right now. Interesting, the Ritva already points out why the Gord discusses it in that order. Kesef, then Bia, then Shtar. Right now, we just finished Kiddusha Kesef, and now we're up to Uba'Allah. We're going to discuss Bia. So the Mishnah mentioned Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, so I need to go in order. So Ritva says it's based on the order of the Psukim. Ki'ikaf is, it teaches us Kesef, and then Uba'Allah teaches us Bia, and then Shtar is just learned out, as we'll see from a different pasuk or from a Hekesh. So maybe that's what he points out, the difference in order. But Uba'Allah says the Gemara, Malamech and Nikdes Babia. Right, so it's a Beforish pasuk. Bia is the only one that's Beforish in the pasuk. Maybe that's because Bia captures Kiddusha Bia, even though, as we mentioned, we don't do it anymore Bizman Hazeh. Rav gives Malkus, right? We're not allowed to do Kiddusha Bia Bizman Hazeh. So why is that the only one that's mentioned Mefurish? If that was the one that was going to be knocked out Halacha L'maisa, maybe Bia captures some element, at least conceptually, a personal element of the Kiddushin that the other ones do not. But L'maisa, Rav had to change it, maybe because that ideal of what Kiddusha was supposed to be about was not coming through in the act. So that's why we don't do Bizman Hazeh, but interesting that that's the only one that's Mefurish in the Torah. So Ubala, Malabi Shnekas Babia, that a woman is Nikna, her status changes with Bia L'shem Kiddushin, as Rashi said on Daf Beis, where he says there needs to be an Amira by the Bia. Rashi and the Rama both held there has to be an Amira, where he says it's Kachi Li Babia Zu, right? Mekudesh to me with his Bia. So says the Gemara, V'halu dinhu, isn't it a kal v'chomer? What do you need a pasuk for? V'ma yevama she'i niklas b'kesef niklas b'bia. If a yevama is not nikah b'kesef, we mentioned mida oraisa, a yevam and a yevama to complete the yibam have to have b'bia, right? Kesef is not good enough, so yevama, which is not niklas b'bia, niklas b'kesef, niklas b'bia, kesef doesn't work for mida oraisa, and yet b'bia does work. Zush niklas b'kesef, in addition niklas b'bia. This one, who, meaning a regular woman, who is nikah b'kesef, surely b'bia should work as a kinyan, right? So it should be a kal v'chomer. Later on, we're going to have a machlokas, or a discussion at least, around daf yud, whether kiddushe bia even gets you to nisuin, whether you jump and do kiddushe and nisuin at the same time or not. So that we're going to get to, but at least the fact that it should be kone, stage one, erusin, the Gemara says it should be a kal v'chomer from yibam. So Gemara says, no, amevriya havriya tochiach, amevriya should prove to you that this kal v'chomer does not work. Why? Shenikris b'kesef, einikris b'bia. Because you want to say, if kesef surely bia, I'll give you an example where it's not true. Amevriya, how does an adon, a master, own an amevriya only through kesef and not through bia? So Gemara says, no, you can't prove to me, you can't uproot the kal v'chomer with amevriya. Why? Mala amevriya, she'ein kinyana l'shem ishus, tomer b'zusha kinyana l'shem ishus. Right, amevriya, that's not a marriage issue. That's not an Ishus discussion, so therefore you can't bring me a riot from there to uproot our discussion. Here we're talking about an Ishus discussion. If it's an Ishus discussion, so then within Ishus, we can have this kal v'chomer from Yevama to a regular woman. So we're back to the question, Tam alom or Ubala? So we say the makar is Ubala, v'lamali kraha asi levi do it from a kal v'chomer. So what do you need the pasuk for? Before we answer, interesting discussion in the Sha'ar HaMelech. The Rama writes in Eben Ezer, Rabbi writes in Eben Ezer that Kiddushe Bia can even be Shalok Darka. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Beginning of Siman Lamed Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bia Ketzan, Armala Befeshnei Edim, Haria Mukudeshus Li Bia Zu, Vinis Yachidi Ma Befnehem, Haria Zemukudeshus. right? We pass in Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Eidei Bia. The Eidei Bia do not have to see the actual Maisa Bia. They just have to see, they have to hear the Amira. And then they misyachid behind closed doors, and that's it. And that is enough. Harizim mukudeshes. That is good enough kiddushin, as we mentioned. Afagav the chutzpahi, even though it's the Shulchan calls it chutzpah, meaning we don't do it bizman hazeh. You're going against the mesora, but still it is kiddushin bia. Ve'ein dina el kamiuras of all kinesua. Only pasuk in the kiddushin bia only goes eris and not isuin. The Rama adds bein shabale kedarka bein shalok kedarka. Even bia shalok kedarka is going to be mukudeshes. Which is quoting the tour. So where does the Rama get this from? That even a bia shelo kedarka is going to work for kiddushin. So the Shar HaMelech and Hilchos Ishus discusses this, and he says that the Magid Mishnah and the Torah say, is the Bakar is the first parak in kiddushin? So where in the first parak in kiddushin? So some suggest it's a Gemara later on Daf Tes, where it talks about Shalok Kedarka, but the Shar HaMelech proves that might not be the case, because that's only a Havamina, not a Maskana, but he says maybe it's our Gemara. Maybe it's our Gemara. Why? He's very easy, Bekisvei HaKodesh, the Rava Muvek, Rav Chaim Abulafia, quoting our Gemara, that what? That the Gemara is thinking there's a possibility of learning Kiddushe Bia from Yibum. And Yibum works even Shalok Kedarka. Vahashti, Bia Shalok Kedarka, Einem Mekudesh, is my Kavachomer. If Bia Shalok Kedarka does not work for Kedusha, then you cannot have the Kavachomer. Why? Leima, Dimi Kavachomer, Tiavama, Havami, Bia Shalok Kedarka, but we know that's not true, so it can't work. So that's why he proves it must be that our Gemara is a proof that even Bia Shalok Kedarka would work. He says maybe it's not a riot, but either way, this might be one of the Makoros that Bia Shalok Kedarka could work, because you learn it from Kedusha. Learning from Kedusha. So, we're back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, isn't this a Raya? The Kavachomer should be the Makar for Kiddushei Bia. So what do you need the Pasuk for? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Avashi, we should Deikala Meimar, Me Ikra Dedina Pircha. Forget asking Akasha from something else, like Amar Evriya. I'll bring you a problem from within your Makar of Yibum. Mehecha Kamaisis Lami Yavama. You're trying to bring me a Raya to Kiddushei Bia from Yibum? To say, just like if by Yibum, Kesef doesn't work and Bia does work, so surely by Kiddushin, where Kesef does work, Yibum should surely work. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Why? Mal Yevama Shekein Zekuka Va'omedes. Yevama already has the connection. Zekuka Va'omedes. So the Yibia that has to be done by Yibum has to accomplish very little. You don't have to do much. The Torah already created the connection, so you're finishing the process. You're being Gomer. So that's why Bia might work there. But Tomar Bezuba, by a regular woman, that there is no connection. You're creating a connection. She'in zekuk of omedes. So who says that's possible? It's easier to finish a job than to start a job. Chalas chalas kashos. Right? So here, where the Torah was maskil already, zekuk of omedes, sefer is much easier. So Tomar Bezuba, by a regular woman, right? Who says that Bia would work? She'in zekuk of omedes. Maybe Bia could act as a gemar of a kinyan, but not the beginning. So Tamalom Rabala, that's why you need the pasuk of Ubala to teach me that it works. Very important Rashi here on the bottom. Tosas also says it, but the bottom Rashi says Shekin Zekuka Bomedes, an issue that we discussed many times. Lazer, what does it mean that it's already done? Machmas Kidushe Hames. The Ain Bia Ba'a Ela Ligmar. He's just finishing the process. Why? Because most of it's done already from the Kiddushin of the dead brother. Really? So we've discussed. Is the Zika of Yibum more a connection that he's a place of his brother, or is it more him? When the Yavama marries the Yavama, is it that he's stepping into his brother's shoes, or is it more? No, there's a Zika created. The Torah says now this is a connection to the brother, but not to the dead brother, to the new brother, to the live brother. So Rashi here says again, what's Yibum? It's Machmas Kiddushei Hames. And Tosfos also says, in the bottom line of Tosfos, Gomeres Kiddushei Rishon, where the Kiddushei Rishon is being finished. So again, this is all goes on the discussion of how do you look at Yibum? Do you look at Yibum as a continuation of the original Ishus, or do you look at Yibum as a new connection with the Torah, which the Torah is creating?
Once we have
Tarach Liyama, why do we have Tarach Liyama? Once you have Tarach Liyama, then why do you need a Pasuk? So the Gemara doesn't like to say that unless it has to. Right? Because that's what we said on top. Right? The second line that we had yesterday. Right? Tarach Liyama, the Gemara says that's only if you can't get out of it. So the Gemara doesn't like to say that. Again, there might be differences between onshin, even though Jonathan asked yesterday, maybe if it's a tarfa gazal akrab, maybe there would be an onesh by that kavachomer because it is recorded. Okay, so that's the makor for kesef, that's the makor for bias. Now we're up to shtar. How do we know that a woman can get married using a shtar? Kedushay shtar, hariya mukadeshesli, right? Bishtar zu. V'dinu, so we say maybe it's a kal v'chomer, so we don't even quote a pasuk. Now we're going straight to a kal v'chomer. Uma kesef she'ein motzi machnis, if money, you can't get divorced with money. You can't give money to a person can't give money to his wife and say, I am graciously this money. Money only works for marriage. Well, ma kesef, that you can't use for divorce, but you can use for marriage. Machnis, shtar shemotzi in a ditch machnis. So a shtar, which can be used for gerushin, so surely it should be able to be used for kiddushin. So it's not just that it could be used for more. The Ritva says, insightfully, that he doesn't mean my haskama, just a note, it's a sharp point that it's not just motzi and machnis, but it's easier to ask for something than to be matter something. We've discussed in the past koach tera adif. It's easier to be matter something, but he says even in halacha, when you try to ask for something, it's easier than being matter something that's already aser. So says the Ritva, that's what's going on here. If kesef, which cannot be motzi, meaning which cannot be matir, can be machnis, can aser, so surely a shtar, which can be matir, which is harder, can be machnis, which is easier. Reklomar v'yeshbo koch te'atera lahatera iser, eno disha machnis v'yeser emutter, tehavade koch te'atera difa. So he uses it in a different way than we usually talk about, but that's what how the Ritva explains this line of the Gemara. So, if kesef, which you cannot divorce with, you can't be married with, so shtar, which you can divorce with, surely you should be able to be married with. So the Gemara says, no, maybe kesef is different. Ma la kesef shekein podin bo hektishu meiser sheni. You can't say kol shekein from kesef because you know. Is anybody hot? Should I put this on a little bit? Are we okay? Feel free. Let me put on a little bit. Come a little. We'll put it on. See, you could change the settings over there. Shemala kesef shekein podin bo hektishu meiser sheni. So kesef might be unique because you're allowed to be podin hektishu meiser sheni with kesef, meaning. Somebody has hektish, they want to change the kedusha. They can change the kedusha onto money. Meister Sheni as well. Let's say you have Meister Sheni in the first, second, fourth and fifth year, and you want to schlep the Meister Sheni up to Yerushalayim. So you can turn it off if it's really uncomfortable. You don't want to schlep the Meister Sheni up to Yerushalayim. So what do? You pod it onto money. So you see that kesef has something special about it that shtar does not. So who says that kesef could be your makar for shtar kiddushin? Kesef is unique because it can be poed to hektish or meiser sheni with kesef. Tomar b'shtar, in contrast to shtar, she'ein poed in bo hektish or meiser sheni. Shtar you cannot use to be poed to hektish or meiser sheni. We'll get back to what that means in a minute. V'chsev v'rasad ha-kesef ha-kamlo. Says in the pasuk, v'rasad ha-kesef, you have to give the kesef ha-kamlo, and only then you can be poed to hektish or meiser sheni. The Rishonim point out there is no such pasuk. It's a conjugation of two different psukim, but the Gemara uses it in reference to Meiser Sheni. So Vanasa Kesef Akamlo, so you see that Kesef could do something that Shtar can't. So who says that Kesef could be your makar? What does the Gemara mean when it says that you can't be Po de Hektish or Meiser Sheni with Shtar? So Rashi says, top Rashi, Im Kasav Legizbar Shtar Al Ma'us Pidyon Hektish. If you basically write an IOU to the gabbai of Hektish, you want to get rid of your Hektish, get the Kedusha off of Hektish, so you write an IOU, I owe Hektish $50. I owe Hektish 50 dinarim, and you give it to Hektish. So that doesn't work. You have to give actual Kesef to be poded on. So that's what Rashi says, Shtar means in podem Hektishus. Says the Rashba, what's Rashi talking about? That doesn't, what's the Gemara? The Gemara's contrasting Kedushin and Hektish and Meiser Sheni. That doesn't work in Kedushin either. Let's say a man goes up to a woman and gives her an IOU for $100. Right? So that also doesn't work for Kedushin. So Shtar Admei. So what's the Gemara saying? Oh, Shtar doesn't work by Hektish and Meiser Sheni. It doesn't work by Kedushin either. Says the Rashba, quoting Rashi, and he says, Veinu Mechuver, Tzibachi Agav Nafilu B'Ishenu Mekudeshes, Tzilu Ha'omei Le'isha, Harya Mekudeshes Li B'mana. Your Mekudeshes me with $100. U'mechayv Ani Asmi L'cha B'Shtar, and I owe it to you on credit. That doesn't work. Why? And he quotes a lashon: "Demana ein kan, v'shtar ein kan." It's playing off a lashon that we're going to have later on in the perek, where you're not allowed to give a mashkon, a collateral to a woman, and you owe her the money. But the Gemara there says, "Mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan." So the Rashi is playing off that phrase. You don't have money. You're not giving money. You're not giving the only three ways: kesef, shtar, and bia. An IOU is not one of those three, so it doesn't work. Shari ina makachi b'shtar el b'mana. because you're being makadish her with the money, but you're not giving her the money yet. What's the raya? Says the Rashba, what's the raya that an IOU does not work for Kiddushin? Because there's a Gemara in Bechoros by Pidyon HaBen. Let's say somebody goes over to a Kohen and says, I have to give you 5 slum for my son. Here's an IOU. I owe you the money. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you have to give him the 5 slum and your son is not Nifta. It didn't work. Right? It didn't work because you didn't give him anything. You have to give him something that of Kasef. So just like it doesn't work there, it doesn't work by Kedushas. Therefore, the Rashba says, you know what this means? Shtar doesn't work. If you write on the shtar, just like by a marriage, you write in the shtar, Hari Amukudeshesli, you write in the shtar, the Hektish is Nifta. That doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work by Hektish. You write the Maisha Sheni is Nifta, it's redeemed, the money switches. The Kedushas, that doesn't work. So that is the Machlokas here, much discussed by the Achronim, between Rashi and the Rashba. What was Rashi thinking? Does it work? So some Achronim, the Kso says it would work by Kiddushin. The Kso says you could go over to the woman and say, Hari Amukadeshus Li, the Kesef Zu, and here's an IOU for it. You gave her something. You gave her something of value. So therefore the Kso says it would work. What do you do with the Raya from Pidyon HaBen? By Pidyon HaBen it doesn't work. So what's the difference between Pidyon HaBen and Kiddusha Kesef? Both of them are somewhat symbolic. Or if you get to what we discussed back on Dav Beis, you're not paying for something really. Both symbolic, you're paying Heislam and you're paying Kiddusha Kesef. So what's the difference? How do you get, why by Pidyon HaBen should an IOU not work? And by Kiddusha Kesef, maybe it should work?
So Rashi
says it does not work by Hektash and Maisa Sheni. But why would it work by Kiddusha Kesef maybe? That's the contrast that Rashi is making. So the Minchas Chinuch says in Shin Tzadik Beis, by the Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, he says maybe there's a big difference. By Pidyon HaBen, even before you come to the Kohen, you owe the money. You owe the money already. The Torah says you owe the money. So what are you doing more by giving the Kohen an IOU? You didn't do anything. You owe him whether you give the IOU or whether you didn't give the IOU. So it's worthless. What are you doing? You owe the Kohen already. Here by Kiddushin, you don't owe anything. So you're accomplishing something there. You're giving something. So that's why it would be a difference. You're creating a bond. Exactly. Why doesn't it work? Or by giving a mashkon by Pidyon HaBen. Why? You're not creating anything new. It doesn't work. Why? Because you owe it already beforehand. The shtar is not adding anything. He said, "The sham, the kohen about a shtar, knows in chiyuv chadash alav by marriage. The efshar dahavi kamo kesef liknos. If you give something new, avakan de balav achi meshubin bekomakam zirus hakasef. The zorach lidin lagoin imkain ma mosif koach hashtar." So the Minchas Chinuch says there's a big difference. If you owe it already, then you're not accomplishing anything. That's why it's not going to be called doing anything by Pidyon HaBen. Mashenkein by marriage, it is going to be accomplishing something. There is a big discussion. What is the status of checks in halacha? Because a check is not an IOU. Check has the status of kesef. Meaning, let's say if something has to be yours, could you give a check to the Yoma Erev Sukkos? Could you give a check to a mocher dal and minim? And let's say he's not going to cash the check until after Sukkos, but you need the lachem, you need the Luvan Esther to be yours on the first day of Sukkos, right? So is that called yours yet, or only when he cashes the check and he gets the money? Let's say a chassan goes to buy a ring and he gives a check. If he gives a credit card, that's what the posim say. Don't pay on credit because that's credit. Credit might not be yours yet, but. But check, right? But check, it should be done, or cash, right? There's a check. So the Chassam Sofer discusses something called a check, something like a check in his day, and he says it has the status of money. Because a check is a check. It has the status of, it's a paper that symbolizes money, but it symbolizes money. It's at least Shavak Kesef, right? Shavak Kesef that you're giving. It's not a credit, you're giving something now. So here too, this is a discussion between Rashi and the Rashba, with the Minchas Chinuch, with the Ksos, etc. But that was all about the Gemara's line of don't bring me a raya from Kesef because Kesef does not work to be po the Kesef Kekta Shemai Sasheni. Yeah.
Well, with an IOU wouldn't be a problem with Kedushin because once you go to the woman, everything that's hers is yours, so you can never really fulfill the transaction.
With an IOU, you can never fulfill the transaction because if it works, you can never pay her because whatever you give her, automatically you own. Right, interesting. So you'd have to maybe say it has to do with I'm giving it to you on condition that I don't get it. I have to say something like that. But you're right. Automatically, if you would say it would work, wouldn't it automatically revert back to him? Interesting.
Can we say
that Amira is Tiksu Amira Sola Gavoa, Sola Hektish, we're going to have it later on, actually, in the first parak, all the way to the end of the first parak. But that's in terms of the Kinyan giving it to Hektish, giving something to Hektish. You don't have to, regular Maisi Kinyanim are relaxed. It's easier to get something into Hektish. Right. But now we're talking about getting something out of Hektish. Right? Be po de Hektish, something to Hektish, you want to switch the Kedusha onto money. So that's what's more difficult. This is more difficult. Okay, so let's continue. So says the Gemara, okay, so the Kavachomer didn't work, so Amar Krav, Yatav Ha'isa, Makesh Avayel Yetziya, it's a big, the Hekish that we have, the Yatav Ha'isa, it's two different phrases, right? Yatav Mi Beis Avahalcha V'Ha'isa L'Shachar, but the Gemara in many places has this comparison. We compare Kiddushin and Gerushin. Makesh Avayel Yetziya, we compare going into a marriage to going out of a marriage. Ma Yetziya B'Shtar, just like going out of a marriage, could be with a Shtar, has to be with a Shtar, with a Get. Av Havayanami B'Shtar, so too Kiddushin is done with a Shtar. So the Makar for Kiddushin, Kiddushin Shtar, is from Get. I'm sorry, stop it for a minute. The Rishonim discuss, once you have this connection of Havaya Liyetziya, so why don't you go all the way and compare it in other ways also? So why don't you say, the Tavzal Rosh says, why don't you say, Kedusha could be Balkarcha? Right? Just like Get could be Balkarcha, so the Kedusha could be Balkarcha, the woman. So the Tavzal Rosh says, no, it's not exactly parallel. Because it's always Balkarcha by Gerushin, it's Balkarcha of the Kone. Right, she is the Kona, she's Kona is Atzma. So if you're going to compare it, so you can say it's Balkarcha of the husband, because the husband is the Kona by marriage. So it's that you don't have a good parallel, because the woman switches from being the Kona to the Makna by Kiddushin, so that's why it might not work. There is a discussion, big discussion in the Rishonim here on Daf Beis, could you be Makadish a woman with Karka? With Karka. Could you give her a piece of land? I just don't want land, that's good. Oh, give me a ring. Give me a piece of land. Give me real estate. Real estate in the best part of the city, could you give real estate? So the Etur says, this is the back in the Rashba on Daf Beis. Where am I? The Etur says that you compare Havaya Liyetziya, that just like you cannot give a Get B'mechubar, we add a Meseches Gittin, you cannot give a Kiddushin B'mechubar, because you compare Shtar Kiddushin and Get. And just like a Get cannot be given as Karka, so too here, this cannot be given as Karka. That's what the Ether suggests. Other Rishonim, Tosas here, in the middle of Tosas Shekain, says no. Pirish, Adam Yochel HaKadosh Isha B'Karka, Veinim Skeresh is B'Karka. You could give Karka. You could give Karka. So therefore, you know, it's the question is, how far do you take Makesh Havaya Liyetziya? Some suggest the Rashba there argues with the Etur and says maybe the whole issue of Havaya Liyetziya is only comparing Get to Kiddushe Shtar, not to the other Darki Kiddushin. So you're right, a piece of land cannot work as Kiddushe Shtar, but maybe it could work as Kiddushe Kesef. You can give anything for Kesef. Why can't you give land? Why is it worse than anything else? You can give a potato. What do you have to give anything? So that's also a very important line. When we say Makesh Havaya Liyetziya, we compare Gittin and Kiddushin. Is that only comparing Gittin to Kiddushe Shtar, or is that comparing Gittin to all Darki Kiddushin? So that's, again, the Rashba is taking a stand on that, maybe he's only taking it to one Darki Kiddushin. And finally, the last point here, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, Misvara, you should be able to give land. Like Leon Ashas, why shouldn't you be able to give land? He says...
it's the same thing you just mentioned. It's going to go back to him anyway.
But right now, at least, you know, right now, to give her something, you have to give her something.
Then she's bringing it into the marriage.
Oh, Mashakon said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought of an answer right now. Mashakon said, Isha kind of bylaw might only start at Nisuin. Not at Arison. I think that's true. I think that's true. So those of you for 5 minutes ago, outline said, no, that's wrong. So I think it's I think it's connected to other halachas of Yerusha, and so I think it might only start at Nisuin. So if that's true, then you don't have a problem. Because she can't own things before Arison. Yeah, I think it's right. Because at the beginning of a kosev in Ksubis, different halachas, what she's allowed to sell, what she's not allowed to sell at that stage, because it's going to be the husband's. So much good.
She then turn around and give it to her children.
Right, at that time she gave it away. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel says that it should work. Why? Kosher muteres kesef. Even karka should work. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef Engel says, because when you give something as kesef, you're giving the value of it, really. You're giving the value of it. That's the ikker, not the object itself. You're giving what it's worth, and therefore even mechubar should be okay. Okay, yeah.
Right. If the land goes down,
so you give anything, you don't say what it's worth. Whenever you give any, we give a ring. We don't say what it's worth. We sell item, shavaputa. Yes, worth shavaputa. But no, but I'm saying
in the ksuba,
though, in the ksuba, you write what 200. In the ksuba, you don't write what the kiddushin is. You know how much you give in the kiddushin. Ksuba is just a commitment for a later date.
You had mentioned that the machna kona in terms of the isha machna and nikkasi and the baal.
Machna and the kona.
Right, so how do you have any from one after the other if it's a totally different direction?
Right.
And the baal is the one giving the shtar and the get.
It's a different direction. That's true. So you can't have exact parallels. So you're saying, how could you have any connection if the husband is the first one case the machna, one case the kona, so you have any ishka shavaya liyitzia? So Gemara assumes there is still a parallel to it. There's still shtaros, it's still ishus, it's still about marriage. You just can't make such specific connections because it's not exactly parallel according to some Rishonim. Let's continue. So Gemara says, 1 second. So Gemara now asks, once you compare the two, go the other way. Vakashnami yitzia lahavaya. Compare get to kiddushin. Mahavaya bekesef avitzia bekesef. If you compare it, it's just say, just like a woman could get married with kesef, say she could be divorced with kesef. So Amar Abaya, no. Yomru, kesef machas, kesef motzi. Then people are going to say, you can get married with kesef, you can get divorced with kesef. Sanegar yasa kategar. Something that's being used for a good thing can be used for a bad thing, right? We just had, right? Shofar shel para cannot be used on Rosh Hashanah, right? So you can't do that. So yach ishtar nami. What do you mean? So people can say it by shtar too. Yomer shtar moti shtar machnes kategor yasas aneger. Also by shtar, people will say, oh, how could a shtar be used for gerushin and kiddushin? So Gemara says, no. Mili dai shtar lechud, mili dai shtar lechud. No, shtaros, they say different things. So nobody's going to say that the same mechanism is being used for kiddushin and gerushin because it's different shtaros. So hachanami, hakas b'luchud, hakas b'luchud. What do you mean? It's different monies. So it's all cash. It's different monies. What do you mean? It's different monies. So Rashi here says. So he said at that phase also, because of the amira. When you give the money, you say something different. You say hari at mukudeshusli. So again, Rashi l'shitaso that by kiddushe kesef you say something. Right, the fourth line of Rashi. Kshunosno mafarish al mama al manas mahunosno. Contrasting to shtar, where shtar is written in it. So Gemara says, no, tiva miyachatu. No, still, money, it's not inherent mitocho. It's not muchach mitocho, a difference. By shtar, something's different written in it, so you can say it's not going to get mixed up. But just because you say something different when you give it, still the mechanism inherently is the same mechanism. It's both cash, money, and therefore it would violate the principle of kategor yasa sanegor, and therefore you cannot say it's a svara, that you cannot say that kesef can be used for gerush.
What kind of svara is this?
What kind of svara? You're saying it's a hashkafic svara?
Yeah.
Saying it's a hashkafic svara, not a halacha. But the Gemara used it for halacha, right? The Gemara says you can't use a shofar shalayel, shofar shalpara, because they can ask a senegar, right? A kaddish baruch who doesn't want to be reminded of the cheta egel. So here, you could say a halachic mechanism of, I'm going to put it in Lomdish terms, halachic mechanism to be aser and to be matir have to be two different mechanisms. To aser a woman and to be matir a woman, this is the opposite processes. So how can you use the same mechanism to do both? By shtar, it says something different in the shtar, so you can say it's different mechanisms. But if it's the same cash, just because I'm giving cash to a woman, oh, you're married. I'm giving cash to a woman, you're not married?
Bia asers and matirs.
How does Bia Aser? Aser
is on everybody else.
But that's the same act. It's not Asering and Matering to the same person. It's Matering to this person and Asering Al Kala Olam. And that might be a function of each other. And that might be a function of each other. The fact that I'm Matering to you, to the wife, is Asering to everybody else. So that works together. But you're saying to me, Mater to the, and an Aser to the same woman, going in opposite directions, how could that be with the same halachic mechanism? Right, if I pull something.
Echad lebal, echad leboel.
That's an isser that flows from an act. But how can any kinyan, if you have a kinyan does something. Kinyan acquires something to you. You can't do meshicha, and in that way, it doesn't belong to you anymore. Right? You can't do, things don't add, do the opposite, don't accomplish the opposite results in halacha. It's the same, it has to be the same. So Rava Amar, second shot, Amar Kra, different makar, how you know that kiddushe, that kesef would not work for gerushin. The kesef law says he has to write something to her. The ksiva miskareshes, v'inim miskareshes b'kesef. She is divorced with ksiva and not with money. V'yema, the ksiva miskareshes, v'inim miskareshes b'ksiva. Maybe you could say miskadeshes b'ksiva. Maybe the limit should be she could get divorced with shtar and not be married with a shtar. No, haksiv, yatzav ha'isa. No, we compare kiddushin and gerushin. So makash v'chul, we compare them. Umarisa, so why are you comparing kiddushin to, because of yatzav ha'isa, we compare. But maybe you should say the first limud. Why does one limud trump the other limud? So Mari, so Mistabra, Koyba Gershon, am I Gershon? No, Mistam, if we're in Gershon, the Pasuk is about Gershon, we'd like to stay in Gershon. Meaning, she could get divorced with the Shtar and not divorced with Kesef. begerushin mamayit bekidushin. We're talking about gerushin, and you jump to kidushin. It's better to keep the limud within gerushin. Period. Rabbi Yosi Aglili the afikli lahai krol drash achrina. We had it back in Maseches Gittin. Rabbi Yosi Aglili used this pasuk of a kasala for something else. So sheinu miskareshes bekasef minale. So had it, according to him, how do you know you can't be divorced with kasef? So amakra sefer krisus sefer karsa main davar achar karsa. Right, you learn it from the word sefer. Sefer is a star, and therefore it has to be a star, and it can't be used money. For Rabbanan, high creases my avile. What do the Rabbanan use creases for? If they don't darshan like Rabbi Yosef Lili, they use it to teach me that gittin has to be something that specifically cuts between the husband and the wife. The Tanya, as we've had a number of times already, the following: Harizik gidecham anash lo tishti yayin. Husband says to the wife, "This is your get on condition that you never drink wine again." Amanash lo telchel beis avich laola. That you never go to your parents' house. Ain't zakrisus. That's not a get because she's still bound to him in some way. She's connected to him for the rest of her life. She cannot drink wine because of him. She's already bound to him. So therefore, it is not going to work. Kol shloshim yom. But if he puts a limit on it, hariz akrisus. So that it is krisus. There is a krisus as long as he puts a finite time on it. Let's just finish. Rabbi Yosi Aglili mikaris krisus konafkale. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns it from the double lashon of karis and krisus. It could have just said sefer. Didn't have to say either word. Rabbanan karis krisus lamashmalu. They don't darshan the word karis or krisus. Period. We just gotta move a little bit. The Rashba notes that interesting. Even if the Rashba has a tshuva where he says even if Yavo Eliyahu, if Eliyahu Anabi would come and would tell us this woman will never drink wine again, but tell us the future, still it's not a get, because it's not an issue of maybe. It's not just an issue of a chashash that she will one day drink wine and therefore the whole get will be batal. No, it's a din of, it's not a krisus. It has to be a cut, and if it's not a cut, that's it. That's what the Rashba says. But the Rashba says if there's a finite amount of time, so then it is a krisus. So the Rashba says in a tshuva in Zion Kufmem Gimel. This might be the Ramban. It's Miyuchas to the Rashba. The Rashba says, what if she's 90 years old and he says you can't drink wine for 60 years? Right. So the Rashba says even though it's not reality, right, it's still a krisus because it's a finite amount of time, and therefore the get is still a good get. And the Beis Yosef is not so sure about this. The Beis Yosef, the Torah quotes something similar. And the Beis Yosef is in Mekufam Gimel says, I'm not sure if it's impossible. I don't know if the Gemara is including that. Maybe far-fetched would be okay. But impossible, let's say if he says, if you don't drink wine for 200 years. He says, maybe the Rashba says 50 in order to say something that's far-fetched but not impossible. But says the Beis Yosef, if he says 200, so maybe then for sure it would not be a good get. But the Beis Yosef acknowledges that the tour sounds like any amount of time. Im hirchav hazman yoser michtei chayi adam, it's fine, kibin shu davar pasuk. Right, if it's a fixed amount of time, it still would be okay. Okay, that's a discussion on that. Period. So now we've quoted Mar Makomos for three. Kasef, Shtar, and Bia, we all have Mar Makomos. Now the Gemara says, why do you have to have a Makar for all three? Maybe two out of three would be good enough. Chadim Echad Eloasio, Tesi Chadim Itarti. Maybe if you have two, then you can learn the third. So the Gemara says, Hey Tesi, which one would you bring from the other two? Lo lich the Brechmane b'shtar v'tesi mihanuch. Don't write it by shtar. Don't write shtar and learn it from the other two. That doesn't work. Malahal ken hanas and meruba. No. Kesef and Bia have to do with giving her some type of pleasure. A physical pleasure or at least monetary pleasure. So you wouldn't have known shtar. So don't write Bia, and maybe learn it from the other two.
What does that mean, to learn from the others?
Maybe if the Gemara says, if the Torah, we have Makoros for Kesef and Bia, yeah, that you could figure out Shtar from the other two based on the Mamatzinu. If these two work, so too this works. But now we're quoting that it's not going to work because there's a difference.
Because we'll compare it first again, and then we'll be...
No, we're going to try to compare it to the two, just like these two dark edition work, so too the third would work. We're going to try to say maybe you don't need a separate makar. Maybe you can learn it from kiddushin itself. We do have a separate makar, so now we're trying to say maybe you don't need all the makaris. Could you learn one from the other two? So we're going to add
pull a different kinyan out of the hat and say
no. But this is within kiddushin. Within kiddushin, at least it should be good enough. The kiddushin should be good enough, so that we're going to try to say. You're right. We end up saying you learn it from get. You learn it from some Amma Ivriya. You learn it from other places. But maybe we're trying to say maybe you shouldn't need it. You shouldn't need those. So you can't not write shtar because the other two have anah. Lo nechlem rachmanim bia v'teisim mihanaf. Don't write bia. So malahanosh ken kinyanam maruba. No, kesef and shtar exist a lot of other places. So bia is a kinyan. You wouldn't have known that. That's a unique type of kinyan. That doesn't hardly exist anywhere. So you can't. It could be kona karka with kesef and shtar. You can't be kona karka with bia. Right, so therefore, it's not going to work. So lo nechtem rachmanet v'kasef v'teisim mihanach. So what about leaving out kasef? So the Gemara says, ma lahanash ken yeshen makarcha. No. By shtar and bia, you find that they work against someone's will. Right? Bia works against someone's will by yibum. And shtar by get. So kasef never works against someone's will, so again, you would not have known it. V'chitema kasef na'i balkarcha ba'mevriya. Aye, kasef does work balkarcha ba'yinam evriya. Right, right. If a father could sell his daughter even without her consent, so the Gemara says, "Be ishus. No, at least within marriage you don't have it. So therefore, you wouldn't have known it. So this ends the discussion of the three darkei kiddushin. We have a makar for each one, and we need a makar for each one. Period. So now we get back to what we alluded to on Daf Gimel. Amar Rav Huna, chupa kone migav achomer. Rav Huna shita. Rav Huna says that chupa should be kone. Should also work for kiddushin based on a kavachomer. Again, what exactly is chuppah? The canopy, the bringing into the rishus. We'll get to it. Chuppah should be kone from a kavachomer. Uma kesef she'enu machil betruma kone. If kesef, which if a woman gets married to has eris into a kohen, she cannot eat truma yet. Kone yet it still works as a kinyan. So chuppah shemachelas betruma. But once a woman has chuppah, she could eat truma, so in adin shetikna. So surely it should be konas. The Gemara says, one second, that's wrong. The kesef in a machil, what erisin after kedusha kesef, a woman who's nisaris to a kohen cannot eat truma. Yes, she can. Via ma'ula dvar Torah arusa basi zola chalos betruma. Arusa can eat truma. Shnei amar v'kohen kiyeknei nefesh kinyan kaspo. Vay kinyan kaspo. An arusa is kinyan kesef of her arus. So therefore, she can eat truma. Umatam amar ino chalos is a didra banan. She cannot eat truma yet. Why? And Arusa, remember, is still in her father's house for 12 months in the olden days. If she can eat truma, this could be big problems because her brother's going to be sitting at the table with her. Her brother's a Yisrael, so she's going to be eating truma. So Gzeira, Shemi Yim Zgulah, Kosbi Beisavia, maybe she'll pour her brother or her father a cup of wine, truma wine, Vitashkena Lach Elach Yosa, and give it to her brothers and sisters. So it's a Dindra Banan that an Arusa cannot eat truma. So what did the Gemara mean? So Ela Parachachi, right, this is what the Gemara meant. Elma kesef she'eno gomer kone. If kesef cannot do the final stage, I mean kesef cannot do nisuin, and yet kone can do the first stage. So chupa shogomeres eno din shetikne. So a chupa which can do the final stage, surely it should be able to be kone. We're going to uproot that soon, but you'll see. So one second, no, you can't compare. Mala kesef just came podebol kdeisha meiser sheni. Again, we say you can't use kesef as a precedent for chupa. You can't be pode meiser sheni with chupa, right? You can do it with kesef. So you see, kesef is more common. And the look on the marshal here, he says, because he says again compares kesef to hektish, just like hektish can be done with kesef, so to kiddushin is done with kesef. Unlike chuppah, put this on the list. There's a marshal right here. We don't have time to read it. Put on the list of the connections, the parallels between marriage and hektish. So Gemara says, "Bia tochiach." What do you mean? Don't say kesef is unique. Bia also works for kiddushin, though it doesn't work for Hekdash Meiser Sheni. The Gemara said, "No, Mala Biashkein Kone Biyavama." No, Bia also has a uniqueness that it works for Yavama, and Chuppah does not. So Kesef Yochiyah, Kesef would prove to me that it doesn't work by Yavama. So the Chazar Adin. So the Gemara uses the principle of put two together. Lo Raizek Raizev, Lo Raizek Raizev. Kesef and Bia aren't exactly alike, and yet they work. Hatzad Hashavah Shabhem Shekonim Ba'al Mava Konin Kan. Kesef and Bia work as Kinyanim, and they work here by Kiddushin. So Afani Yavi Chuppah says Rav Huna. So let me include Chuppah Shekonim Ba'al Mava Konin Kan. So Rav Huna says, you should learn that chuppah works for erisin, right, for a darkei kiddushin, based on kesef and bia. So Gemara says, no, again, you can't. Malach tzad ha-shavah shabhem shekin anasam ruba. You can't compare it, because kesef and bia have something unique that chuppah does not have, that the woman gets pleasure, either physical pleasure or monetary pleasure. So Gemara says, no, shtar yochiyach, shtar works, and there's no pleasure there. So he says, no, malach shar shekin moti b'vasi Yisrael. No, what do you mean? Shtar works for gerishin, and the other two do not work. So kesef ubiya yuchicha, kesef and bia would prove it. And again, we'll throw all three together. V'chazar adin, lo raizek, raizev, lo raizek, raizev. Each one of them is not exactly alike. Hatzad hashav hashem, shekonin ba'am of a konin kan. But the common denominator between kesef shtar and bia is that they all work. So afani avi chuppah, shekonin ba'am of a konin kan. So too chuppah should work. So the Gemara says, no, now, malatzad hashav hashem, shekin yeshna bakarcha. But all three, kesef shtar and bia, have a uniqueness that chuppah does not have, that there is a time when they work against somebody's will. Right, kesef by Ame Evriya, shtar by get, and bia by yibum. So Gemara says, Rav Huna kesef mia beishus lo ashkechan balkarcha. Rav Huna would say no, but money, as we said before, kesef doesn't work balkarcha within an ishus context. So you can't say this is a uniqueness to all three. So Rav Huna says, therefore, I can learn it out from those three. Amar Rav Shei Chuvas Bedavar. Rav says no, chuppah cannot be kona. Why? Chada the shalosh tana v'dala lo tana. Number one, it says three in the Mishnah, not four. or if Huna is arguing on a Mishnah, the Mishnah says there are only three darkei kedushin, so you can't say chuppah works. The ode, klum, what was the whole svar of the Gemara? If chuppah finishes the process, but klum chuppah gomeris el aidei kedushin, you're saying chuppah has power? Chuppah only has power if it's done after kedushin. If you do a canopy with a woman who you don't know, it's meaningless. You're trying to say that chuppah is going to work by itself? Chuppah only has power when it's after a kiddushin. So how could you have a say if kesef is kone and it is not gomer, so chuppah, which is not, which surely should be kone because it's gomer, it's only gomer after the kiddushin. It has no independent power. So what's the whole svara of Rav Huna? By the way, the achronim, the poskim, point out from this line of the Gemara that kiddushin and nisuin, it sounds like from this Gemara it has to be in that order. You can't have nisuin before kiddushin. Because it says this chuppah is only gomeris. So that's a suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. Could you have nisuin before kiddushin? What does that mean? What do we do? What do we do? We go under the chuppah and then she puts on the ring. Did chuppah happen first? So you're right, maybe you get out of it because we stay under the chuppah for a while after the ring. But there are some Rishonim, and there are some Sadri Kedushin that are medakdek to have Edom at the Badekin. Because they say, oh, it might be Chuppah. Might be Chuppah putting the veil on her. That might be a sheet of Chuppah. The Mordechai might be a sheet of Chuppah. So if you say that it can't be out of order, then that's meaningless. The whole Kpeda of those Sadri Kedushin have to be assuming, like the suffix of the Mishnah Melech, that it's possible that Nisun can be before Nisun Kedushin. But this Gemara, some Achronim say, the Beit Shmuel says, this Gemara proves that you have to have Kedushin before Nisun, right? Because it's Gomer. Say Ella Abaya, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, no, I could help out Rav Huna. Even Rav Huna says that chuppah is kona, and you knocked him out with two problems. I could save him. Had to come Gimel Tanan V'Dalo Tanan. The fact that the Mishnah only says three and not four. Tana Milsa Dukseva Behed Yoktani. Mosel Dukseva Behed Yoloktani. Maybe the Mishnah is just listing off the one thing you learned from Sukkim, not based on pure Svara. Isn't chuppah just a second stage? So Rav Huna nami achi gamar, right? That's what Rav Huna meant to say. Kesef she'eino gomer achar kesef kona. Let's say you did kiddushin and then you try to give money again to act as chuppah. That doesn't work. So that's what Rav Huna means to say. If kesef is not gomer after kesef, chuppah should gomer achar kesef. In addition, tikna, but chuppah does work after kesef. So surely it should work inherently. So therefore, that's Rav Huna shita. That chuppah is kona. We don't pass in that way. Rav Huna says it's a fourth darkei kedushin, and that is chuppah. Period. Okay, we go weiter for a little bit. Tana Rabbanan. Case of a kesef. So now the Gemara says, so how do you mekadesh a woman with kesef? Nasan la kesef, ashev a kesef. Man gives a woman money or something worth money, v'amar la, and he says to her, Hari amu kudeshesli, you are mekudesh to me. Hari amu restlessly. Hari atli linto, you're a wife of me. Hari zim kudeshes. All these lashonos work. And the Achron, we don't have time to go into it, but the Berachas Shmuel in the first piece in Kiddushin discusses that the Amira, what you say by Kiddushin, is not just so that we know what you mean. It's an inherent part of the Ma'isa Kiddushin. And therefore, if you don't say it, even if we have an Umdana that we know what you mean, it might not be a full Kiddushin. We're going to talk about it in the Dafim coming up. Actually, tomorrow's Daf, about if you're talking about it beforehand. But Aval, he shenasna. But what if she gives money to him? Va'amrihi, and she says to him, Hareini mekudeshes l'cha. I am mekudeshes to you. Hareini mereses l'cha, hareini l'cha l'into. I'm your wife, and I'm mekudeshes. Right, it's got to be from the husband to the wife, and not vice versa. You see, the Gilgal Hashas here says, look, right, the Gilgal Hashas says, Ayin Ran in the Dharam Daf Lamed. That's the Gilgal Hashas here. That's the Ran that we're going to talk about a lot. That's the Ran that says that a woman just makes herself hefker by a marriage, and then the Baal comes in, swoops in, and takes her halachically. We can't chazer that right now, but that's what he says here. If you look at Yontif, look for it tonight. Ran in the Dharam Daf Lamed. That's the big Ran on Lamed Abad Aleph. So Maskel Varav Papa, 1 second. Taima Dunasan Huva Amar Hu. The Reisha said that he, the husband, has to give and say, Mashma. Mashma, that if he gave and she said, then it would not work. But in the seifa, it said aval hishnas na lo v'amrihi lo have a kiddushin. If she does both, it does not work. Time with the nasanhi v'amrihi hanasan hu v'amrihi. What if he gave and she said it would work? So what about the case where he gives and she says? The other case that we showed him say for sure does not work. If she gives something and he says, that for sure does not work. But what if he gives and she says, I'm your wife? So the Gemara says, Reisha Dafka, Seifa Kadinas, but the Reisha is Dafka, that it would not work, and the Seifa is just thrown in as a parallel. Vatani Seifa Milsa the Sasra Lala Reisha. Rashi says, sometimes you have a Brisa that the Gemara says, Kadinasva, it just throws it in as a parallel, but you never have the parallel that's undermining what it said in the first line. Here, the Seifa is going against what it says in the Reisha. So El Hachikamer, this is what it means. Nasan Huva Amar Hu Pshita Davi Kedushin. If he does both, he gives and he says, Hari, you're married to me. So then, fine, it works. Nasan huva amr he, if he gives and she says, Nasa kemisha nasan huva amr he, treat it as if she did everything, v'lo havi kiddushin. That's how you read the Braisa. That it's nothing if she says, v'bayisema, or the other daya is that maybe it's a suffix. Nasan huva amr hu mukudeshes. If he gives and he says, it's a marriage. Nasan huva amr he, if she does everything, ain't a mukudeshes. It's not a marriage. Nasan huva amr he, but if he gives and she says, sveka hi v'cheshin midrabanan. It's a suffix and yuschoshi midrabanan. Two dayas. Some say, the Ran says, what do you mean? Isn't this a suffix daraisa? So what do you mean chashin midrabanan only? Shechash daraisa. So some should ask, maybe this proves that the principle of suffix daraisa l'chumr is only din drabanan. The Rambam holds, because it says chashin midrabanan here. Others say that maybe there's other reasons for its drabanan, because we really don't think it should work, right? Because really, the ikar is the first daya, but that is a discussion here. Period. Okay, I guess we have to stop in order to go daven, and we'll stop here about the two dots.